Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Blackjack Life by Nathaniel Tilton is a gambling memoir and insider account of professional blackjack advantage play. It follows Tilton, a Boston financial advisor in his early 30s, as he moves from conventional work into the disciplined, risky, and often hidden world of card counting. Inspired in part by contact with former MIT blackjack team figure Semyon Dukic, Tilton trains with his playing partner D.A., and enters casinos as a serious player rather than a casual gambler. The book is not mainly a technical manual, although it discusses counting, practice, bankroll discipline, team coordination, casino countermeasures, and the realities of professional play. Its purpose is broader to show what it feels like to pursue a mathematical edge in an environment designed to resist it. Tilton combines personal development, gambling narrative, and practical observation, making the book especially useful for readers interested in the lived experience behind blackjack systems. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a conventional financial career becomes a pathway into professional advantage play. A central feature of the blackjack life is the contrast between Tilton as a financial advisor and Tilton as an aspiring professional card counter. The move is not presented as a simple escape from office life, but as a search for a more demanding and self-directed form of experience. This background matters because it shapes how he approaches gambling. He does not treat blackjack as mere thrill-seeking. He approaches it as a problem involving probability, capital allocation, discipline, and tolerance for variance. The connection between finance and blackjack gives the memoir a distinctive frame. Both worlds require decisions under uncertainty, acceptance of short-term losses, and trust in a long-term edge when the underlying model is sound. Tilton also shows the psychological tension created by leaving a socially legible career for a pursuit that is profitable only when skill, secrecy, and emotional control align. This makes the book more than a casino adventure. It becomes an account of identity change. Where a person trained to manage conventional risk tests those same habits in a setting where legitimacy is constantly contested by casinos. Secondly, card counting is shown as disciplined execution rather than a simple trick. The book presents card counting as a structured practice that depends on accuracy, repetition, and restraint. Tilton does not reduce advantage play to the popular image of a mathematical shortcut that automatically produces winnings. Instead, the narrative makes clear that the skill has several connected parts keeping the count, converting information into betting decisions, maintaining basic strategy, managing bankroll exposure, and staying calm during losing stretches. The practical importance of this portrayal is that it separates theoretical knowledge from professional execution. Many people can understand the idea that high cards favor the player, but far fewer can apply that knowledge under casino noise, fatigue, distraction, table pressure, and surveillance. Tilton emphasizes the labor behind competence, including extensive training with DA before serious play. The result is a realistic picture of edge-based gambling. Profit comes not from predicting individual hands, but from repeatedly making small positive expectation decisions while surviving variance. This focus gives readers a clearer sense of why card counting is demanding even when its basic principle is widely known. Thirdly, the partnership with DA highlights blackjack as a coordinated team enterprise. One of the most important dimensions of the book is its attention to teamwork. Popular treatments of blackjack often emphasize lone geniuses, but Tilton gives sustained attention to the partnership with DA. Their development depends on shared practice, trust, correction, and the ability to divide roles during play. Team blackjack can create advantages that an individual player may struggle to sustain, including improved scouting, coordinated entry into favorable situations, and more flexible use of capital. Yet the book also shows that teamwork creates its own demands. Partners must agree on procedures, maintain confidence after losses, communicate without attracting attention, and protect each other from emotional decision-making. This aspect of the memoir is especially valuable because it treats professional gambling as an operational problem, not only a mathematical one. The edge at the table must be supported by planning away from the table. Tilton and DA become a case study in how trust and discipline can convert personal skill into a repeatable system. The relationship also gives the narrative a human center, showing how shared risk can deepen both performance and pressure. Fourthly, casino countermeasures reveal the clandestine side of beating the odds. The blackjack life pays close attention to the adversarial environment surrounding successful card counting. Casinos legally offer blackjack, but they also work aggressively to identify and remove players who appear to have an advantage. Tilton describes the need for cover, control behavior, travel, table selection, and awareness of casino personnel. This dimension gives the book much of its tension, because the challenge is not only to play correctly, but to avoid becoming too visible. The narrative includes the risks of back-offs and unwanted attention, including the possibility of being taken into casino backrooms. These elements are important because they show why professional advantage play is not equivalent to ordinary gambling with better math. The player must operate in a commercial space that tolerates winners only within limits. Every profitable session can make future play harder if it draws surveillance. This creates a paradox at the center of the book. The more effectively a player applies skill, the more the environment may respond against that skill. Tilton uses this tension to show the practical and personal costs of pursuing a lawful but unwelcome edge. Lastly, the memoir balances practical insight with personal growth rather than full instruction. The book is often valued because it occupies a space between technical blackjack instruction and personal memoir. Tilton provides enough detail to make the mechanics and pressures of advantage play intelligible, but the book is not designed as a complete training system for beginners. This limitation is also part of its identity. Rather than organizing chapters around formulas and drills, Tilton organizes the material around lived progression inspiration, training, first attempts, refinement, pressure, travel, wins, losses, and reflection. This makes the work accessible to readers who want to understand the lifestyle and psychology behind card counting, while still offering meaningful context for readers who already know the basics. The personal growth element is not detached from gambling. It arises from the same demands that define professional play. The author has to confront risk, ego, secrecy, fatigue, fear, and uncertainty. As a result, blackjack becomes a setting for self-knowledge rather than merely a game to be solved. The book stands out because it treats advantage play as a full-life practice with technical, emotional, and ethical consequences. In conclusion, The Blackjack Life is best suited for readers who want an informed, narrative account of professional blackjack rather than a beginner-focused how-to guide. It will appeal to blackjack players, aspiring advantage players, gambling history readers, and anyone interested in how mathematical edges operate in real-world environments. Its practical benefit lies in showing the surrounding system that makes card counting difficult training discipline: bankroll pressure, teamwork, casino heat, emotional control, and the constant need to make correct decisions under imperfect conditions. Its intellectual benefit is the way it connects gambling to broader questions of risk, autonomy, identity, and trust. Compared with famous teen blackjack books centered on spectacular wins and pop culture legend, Tilton offers a more grounded modern perspective. The focus is less on myth-making and more on what the road actually feels like for a skilled but developing player working with a trusted partner. Compared with strategy manuals, it provides less direct instruction but more context about execution and lifestyle. That balance is the reason the book stands out in its category. It is neither pure memoir nor pure technique, but a practical insider narrative about the human systems required to turn a small statistical edge into a serious pursuit. If you would like to support Nathaniel Tilton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.